Talking Sport with Warwick again. Hello, Warwick.
Hello, Fran.
In cricket, a Bradman-esque, love that term, performance puts Australia in control of the first test in New Zealand.
Yeah, Fran, look, it's always a dangerous epithet, that one, but it's an amazing performance from a bloke only picked last year at the age of 35 for his first test. That's Adam Voges, who, after 13 tests, is now averaging 97, which, of course, is just a smidge below GPO box 9994 in your capital city, Bradman's infamous, or famous, written in large letters around the country, 99.94. And look, that stat, poor old Adam Voges has been highly embarrassed by all this. His teammates are apparently calling him Sir Voges. And as well as closing in on Sir Donald, Voges has gone past Sachin Tendulkar for the most runs scored in Test cricket in between dismissals at 614. So no doubt you would have heard some of his teammates saying little master Voges as well in the change rooms. It must be said, though, all this has been aided by yet another Kiwi-crushing umpiring howler on Friday when Voges was bowled by Doug Bracewell for seven. The umpire called it a no ball. The video replay showed otherwise, and a long dark cloud began hanging over the land of the long white one, Fran. But as Steve Waugh, another name with which to conjure at this time, would say, cash in, and G. Voges did 239, leaving New Zealand way, way behind in this test. When play resumes in an hour or so, the Black Caps need another 201 runs just to make Australia bat again. And with the dismissal of Brendan McCullum right on stumps last night, they have now just 6 wickets in hand, Fran.
Oh, I mean, you know, it's a blow, sure, for morale, but if we didn't have video umpires, we never used to have it. It's just the way the game is. Some people make mistakes and some things, decisions are lay on a sort of a, just a knife edge like that. And for a player then to go on and score another 200-odd runs, that's just demoralising,
I would think,
isn't
umpire, it? Umpire Richard Illingworth would be cringing every time Voges brought up yet another landmark every century, every double century. Mm. I think poor old Richard Illingworth would be cringing and trying to get back to Yorkshire as fast as he could.
In basketball, for the past 3 seasons, the Women's National League Grand Final has been between Townsville and Bendigo, but it's a hard road ahead for the Spirit to get there this season.
Yeah, Fran, look, yesterday the Spirit suffered their 3rd loss in a row. That was to Adelaide Lightning. So they dropped to 5th spot. Only 4 teams play, of course, in the semi-finals. And that means now they need to win both games on the road this weekend. The Capitals, probably an easier one, but Sydney not so. And then they have to also hope that other results go their way just to sneak back into the finals. In contrast, Townsville remain pretty firmly entrenched on top of the WNBL ladder ahead of Perth Lynx, Dandenong, and Southeast Queensland Stars. Now, this is a story of its own, given that this team was bankrupt not that long ago, but is hanging on at the moment to make the finals. And the men's semi-finalists have been confirmed after the final round yesterday, the Illawarra Hawks against Perth and New Zealand against Melbourne United.
Okay, and in tennis, just briefly, Ashley Barty has made a winning return to that sport after her flirtation with cricket. Looks like the change has done her good.
Yeah, well, it has. I mean, it was only it was one of those future tournaments, which is well down the various tiers. But it was a great match, 3 sets. She teamed up with Jessica Moore to win the doubles. And I just get the feeling that doubles is where Ashley Barty's going to concentrate in the future. She's teaming up with Casey DeLacqua next week. And I think, given they made the finals of Grand Slams 3 times in the past, and Ashley Barty doesn't like the loneliness of the long-distance singles player, I think that's where she will find her niche in tennis, Fran.
Well, there's plenty of rich pickings around there, too.
There
Thanks very
are.
Much, Warwick.
Good
it's
on you, Fran.
24 to 8 on Breakfast.